All right. So in my last podcast episode, I almost went on this tangent and I literally had to stop myself mid-sentence because I knew that this deserved its very own episode. So here we are because I need you to hear this. Your podcast does not need to be big to make money. I'm going to say it a different way. Your podcast does not need millions and millions of downloads to be profitable. And I know that that goes against literally everything that you've probably been told about podcasting, literally probably goes against everything that you probably think about podcasting, the download goals, the chart-topping metrics, the milestones. I'm here to tell you that, yes, those things are great, right? To have goals for your downloads, to have goals for milestones, and obviously the goals to make money with your podcast, but I'm here to tell you about a different way. And it's not the popular advice. It's not a popular stance. But hear me out, okay? What if having a smaller audience is actually better? And what if it actually works in your favor? So if you're ready to hear why not having a lot of podcast downloads is actually a good thing and why chasing downloads might actually be holding you back, and what tangible things that you can focus on instead, my friend, you are in the right place. You're listening to the Moms Who Podcast Show because you want to launch, grow, and make sales from a podcast that fits your life and your business, not one that's built on chasing ads, downloads, or sponsorships. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist, and I help women build podcasts that turn listeners into clients one episode at a time. Let's dive in. Before we jump in, if you have a podcast and you've been staring at your download numbers, wondering if this is even working, or maybe you're about to launch a podcast and you want to make sure that your podcast is set up so that your downloads are actually leading to something like booked calls, new clients, and actual real revenue, I offer a 60-minute podcast strategy call where we map out your dream podcast listener, your offers, and we map out your content so that everything is aligned and working together. You're going to walk away with a clear plan, so book that strategy call by tapping the link in the show notes. All right, my friend. So I was recording the podcast episode where I was diving into some recent mistakes that I've seen doing a bunch of podcast audits, and I started to go here and I literally was like, okay, Pamela, never mind, because I knew that it needed its very own episode. So this is something that I see constantly in audits and just in the industry altogether. In fact, most times, I will say like, I don't know, a good 80% of the time when I get on a call with somebody, their number one goal, not their goal, like their like actual entire goal, but one of the things that always gets brought up is I want to grow my podcast. I want more podcast downloads. And so I just want to talk about the literal lie that we've been told about podcast success, because for a long time, I didn't even know what this meant. I was just like, I'm here to launch a podcast. I want it to attract web design clients. And I know that you can get topped on the Apple charts. You can have a top 20 show or a top whatever show. And I know about Listen Notes. If you go to Listen Notes, you can literally type in your show and it will tell you where you rank. Moms Who Podcast is a top 2% ranked show, which is super exciting. And my very first podcast is a top 2.5% ranked podcast. And so I hear those numbers, which is all very exciting. And the truth of the matter is that people in general, podcasters, people in the industry, they measure podcast success by downloads. And then there's Apple milestones, there's Spotify stats. And then we feel like failures if we don't hit those big numbers. And so that's why downloads are the metric that most people chase. But that model was built for influencers and for media companies and celebrities. That's what that model was built for. And yes, I'm talking about sponsorships too. We will get there. But that model was built for, like I said, media companies, celebrities, influencers. It was not built for service-based business owners or just really truly online business owners, to be honest with you. And so here's why having a small number of podcast downloads is actually a good thing. Because podcasting and YouTube are very intentional. Podcasting is long-form content, meaning your podcast will live on for years. Unless, of course, you stop paying your podcast host or you like delete your show is going to be there and it's still going to gain traction. Even if you stop publishing your podcast episodes, people are still going to find you. They are still going to intentionally hit play on your show because they resonate with you. And to me, that is more powerful than trying to go viral. But when I'm talking about going viral in a podcast sense, I'm talking about that is more valuable to me than having thousands of random downloads, meaning your show is reaching people who are not really the target audience. Because those, I'm going to call them random downloads, they're probably not your ideal person. They're not your dream podcast listener. Now, I can go on and on about this because there are a million and one ways to podcast. Some people I've had a few clients who reach out to me to have me help them launch their podcast or even continue editing or become their podcast manager, but they don't want to get money from their podcast. They really just want to use it as a ministry. They want to help people. They want to reach people. And so they're not worried about the random people that it reaches as long as it's helping somebody. And to that note, those shows that I'm specifically talking about, they weren't business aligned either. And so there's a difference when your podcast is not business aligned and you have the, I mean, you always have the ability to do whatever you want on your show, but like when your show is not business supported, when your podcast is not business supported, you have the freedom, you have the ability to kind of talk about whatever, to do whatever, and it'll just reach whoever, if that makes any sense. But when your podcast is supposed to be supported by your business and your goal is to sell your offer and make your return on your investment and, again, use it as a tool to support your business, then you don't want everybody listening because that's not going to pay the bills. That's not going to give you the revenue goals that you are seeking. And so a small, and when I say small, I mean this very vaguely, like small can be anything because first of all, we should not be comparing one show to the next. For me, I literally have days where I log in and I see zero downloads on my show for the day. And I'm talking about it'll be like 11 p.m. and there will be zero downloads on my show that day. Nobody has listened that day. And then there are days where I log in and there's like 40 people have listened. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. And then there are days where I log in and this is like rare, where I log in and I'm like, I have like 100 plays today. And again, that's on the rare side. But my point is podcast success actually looks different for every single person because it's not one size fits all. Podcasting has never been one size fits all ever. And so a small aligned audience means that these people know you, they trust you, and they're genuinely interested in what you're saying and what you have to offer. So let's math it out. If even two or three of those listeners become clients, and you're selling an offer for however amount, for however much, what does that mean for your business? Compare that to thousands of random people who are listening, but they never buy anything. And then we have the sponsorship trap. So when you have a sponsor, you are on their clock, you're on their terms. Your ad has to be however long they say. If they don't like what you say, you have to redo it. The payment can fall through. You're essentially working for somebody else inside your own show versus selling your own offers or better yet, creating your own ads. Or even if you have like a business that's not really connected to the podcast, you could have your business that's not really connected be the sponsor to your podcast. One of my ideas actually, when I do launch a new show one day eventually, if I launch a new show, I'm going to have Moms Who Podcast sponsor that podcast because I can do that because it's my show, it's my business, it's my podcast. I can do what I want. And so when and if I do launch a new podcast, there's going to be like an interrupted ad, maybe, I don't know, 8 or so minutes in, and it's going to say, hey friend, this podcast episode is actually sponsored by Moms Who Podcast, which is da 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 da. And then I'll say a few words, links in the show notes, and then get back into my business and talk about whatever the topic is. And so that's one way that you can sponsor your own self, your own business in your podcast. And so selling your own offers, you obviously set the price, you keep 100% of that, and then you control the message that goes out. And so with that being said, sponsors are normally looking for shows with at least at minimum 15,000 downloads per week. Now there's a caveat to this all, because you can find really great sponsors who will work with your budget, who will work with your show size. So if you can prove to a sponsor that you have an engaged audience, even if the numbers are not at 15,000 downloads per week or whatever their threshold is, you can totally still get a great sponsorship deal. So I want to stop right here and right now and let you know that you can totally have a sponsorship with a small show, but you just have to be really strategic about it, because most companies who sponsor shows, they are looking for those really, really big numbers. And so, okay, Pamela, I hear you. You're telling me not to focus on sponsors. You're telling me not to focus on podcast downloads. So what do I focus on instead of podcast downloads? Well, I'm going to tell you. Are your listeners taking action? Are they clicking the links that are in the show notes? Are they joining your community? Are they booking calls? One of the questions I ask when people join my school community is, where did you find me? Was it from a Facebook ad? Which, by the way, I cannot wait to tell you about my experience with Facebook ads coming soon. Make sure you follow the show, subscribe, do all the things. But are they clicking? I like to ask where people find me. Where did you find me? From the podcast, from Facebook, from YouTube? Where was it? Are your episodes actually connected to your offers? This is so huge. I see this all the time. And I know this firsthand because I used to do this all the time. Like when I audit my very first podcast, your mind is going to be blown. So again, you got to follow the show. I'm going to be auditing my very first podcast and it's going to be quite hilarious. But all that to say, I know I'm not the only one who has done it, who is doing it, and your episode's got to be connected to your offers. Are you clear on who exactly you're talking to? And I mean crystal clear. Are you tracking the right metrics? Are you tracking conversions, not just downloads? So again, the link clicks, where they're finding you. Because here's the truth, downloads do matter. So I'm not saying don't ever check your metrics, don't ever check your downloads, like it doesn't matter. It does matter, because if there's consistently what I call in the red, like if, because I use Captivate and you can log in with Captivate's beautiful dashboard and it will tell you if you're up for the week, for the quarter, and for the month. And so you can easily see if you're in the green or if you're in the red. And so I'm not saying that that doesn't matter, because obviously if you're consistently in the red, there's some work that needs to be done, obviously, but it should be a fluctuation and that's normal. So what I want you to take away from this episode is that your podcast does not need to be big to make money. It does not need to be big to be profitable. You do not need thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads per week. Like imagine 10 people listening to your podcast in 1 week and having one or even two of those people reach out about a high ticket service or buy your course or join your community for you to nurture them further. That to me speaks so much more than, again, chasing any type of virality or random downloads. You don't need sponsors. You can sponsor your own show with your own offers. You need aligned listeners. You need strategic content and you need a clear path to your offer. My friend, that is it. Aligned listeners, strategic content, and a clear path to your offer. So we're going to stop measuring success by only the downloads. We're going to measure it by whether your listeners are taking the next step with you. A small audience of people who like, know, and trust you will always outperform thousands of random downloads that don't go anywhere. And so again, if you're not sure how to make your podcast work for your business, or whether you're just getting started, whether you've been at this for a while and it's not converting, let's definitely have a talk. Book a strategy call with me in the show notes and we'll map it out together. The link is in the show notes. I hope you have the most beautiful rest of your day and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.